Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk. Because I'm happy. Clap along
if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Well, Cathal Sullivan is with us in studio today to bring us all the good news, because there is plenty of it happening around the country. How's all?
All good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad at all. Well, if this doesn't put people in good form.
Yes, Andrea, the sun is coming.
When?
Hopefully tomorrow.
Where are you getting this from?
So Met Aaron have said that we are expecting a mini heat wave tomorrow and Friday. So with highs of 18 degrees tomorrow, like that's from coming out of like the wettest January and the wettest January and February in history. It's incredible to see that this is going to be 18 and 19 degrees around the country. Where did you head off to when you were growing up when these like mini heat waves came around?
Well, see, Rosnaula Beach is about a 6 minute drive from my house.
So it was just head to the beach.
Yeah, we just went. We spent all of my childhood summers on Rosnaula Beach.
Yeah, well, I can picture people now hitting the road to Tremore tomorrow. And
but for 18 degrees.
You'd see people out.
That's not that hot. Like,
I think it's warm enough.
I don't know if it's beach weather.
Well, definitely around here in Dublin City, people would be definitely out in the sun. Out in the
Drury Street will be packed now for about lunchtime tomorrow.
There'd be people ringing you tomorrow.
Yeah, complaining about the heat.
Complaining. But yeah, people can expect that from tomorrow. The current outlook has been described as a summer preview. So hopefully more of it to come. But I don't think it's sticking around for too long. But good news for tomorrow.
2 days. And is it nationwide or just around the sunny side? Southeast.
The sunny southeast mainly, and the Midlands getting a lot of the highest temperatures. Dublin hitting around 16. So it's not Benidorm, but it'll do.
It'll do, yeah, absolutely. I see you have the t-shirt and all on you.
I'll have the shorts tomorrow.
Yeah, ready to rock. Tell us why the Rebel County has been named the country's most Irish city.
I'm just a boy from Cork. I'm just a boy from Cork. And I know, right, we're Irish by birth, but we're Cork by grace of God, girlies. And some of you are not fortunate enough to be from Cork.
Yeah.
But sometimes Cork is a state of mind.
It is.
Isn't it? Isn't
Cork
that something
is a
again?
State of mind. Cork is a state of mind.
Yeah, Cork really being a state of mind.
Yeah, I think it is.
How do you know someone from Cork, Andrea?
I'm not sure I know.
They'll tell you.
Unbelievable.
Cork, yeah, great news for people from Cork today. Has been named Ireland's most Irish city after this new research was revealed. So what comes into that, you ask?
Yeah.
It's to do with the likes of the number of GAA clubs, the most Irish language speakers, the density of Irish pubs, traditional Irish places to eat, and also off the back of yesterday, the amount of people attending parades around the county.
Okay, so it's more than it's the pride as well.
I think it's the pride of it. And like you hear there in the clip, two of the kind of most famous Cork people at the moment are the two lads from I'm Grandmam, and they're always saying you're Cork by the grace of God. Like it's they're really really proud.
Cork people are very proud of their county.
Oh yeah, and they absolutely have every right to be. Like Cork is a lovely place in the world, and often kind of called the real capital and stuff like that. But yeah, it's coming out with a score of 51. So I assume each county was ranked, or each city was ranked out of 100, and Cork got a score of 51 because it has 166 GAA clubs in the county. That's an incredible number of GAA clubs, like that are all, I suppose, kind of voluntarily run by like communities around the county. They have the second highest proportion of Irish speakers.
Like, that's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. Like,
so where is the highest proportion?
I think it's Galway. The highest city would be Galway because I suppose they have the Gaeltacht region as well out there. Galway following in closely with a 49, ranking highly with the GAA club numbers as well, but also the Irish speakers kind of jumping up there. Cork is a really lovely city.
Now, where's Donegal? I would have thought it would be high enough in this list.
So there's actually a list of 10 here. It goes Cork, Galway, Waterford, Limerick, Kilkenny, Sligo, Athlone, Dublin and Drogheda.
So it's doesn't feature
Dublin coming down in number 8. And actually Kilkenny to me is one of the very Irish cities. Like the cobble streets, the kind of real bustling.
Ancient East.
Yeah, absolutely. But happy news for people from Cork there today.
Many other counties. And also, beyond the Irish speakers, it's the numbers who attended the St. Patrick's Day festivities as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And also the number of pubs serving Irish, traditional Irish food and restaurants as well.
Right, 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. Listeners got in touch to tell us the sun is shining in Malin.
This listener has just cycled 25 kilometres in the fabulous heat, and apparently the sun is splitting the stones in Tremor this lunchtime.
Oh, well, do you know what? I'd love to be there in Tremor, and Dooley's Fish and Chip. Right. Give a big shout out to them.
Your mini heatwave must be on the way. So what other good news have you for us?
So, Andrew, this story is brilliant. This is out today. It's research done by a lingerie company in the UK called Pour Moi.
Now, just remind you, this is lunchtime radio, right?
I won't go any further, but 4 in 10 Irish women believe they have a lucky pair of knickers.
Stop.
So this is in contrast to their UK counterparts, who only 3 in 10 believe they have a lucky pair of knickers. So I think this
so
is
what constitutes lucky knickers. Might explain.
I think our listeners out there actually might have this, but it's more to do with, I think, wearing something that makes you feel confident going into a job interview or something like that. Like, I would say I have a lucky pair of jocks that, like, I'd wear, like, on a match day or, like...
Else in mind now, to be honest with you. So it's for a job interview, right?
I wouldn't be necessarily wearing it for that reason. But, like, you'd wear it, like, going on a big night out or going for a meal. Like, you pick out the nice pair of jocks. Like, it's like the nice pair, no?
I think. Well, there's a difference between nice and lucky now.
Yeah, I suppose. I used to have a lucky jumper that I used to wear, and I'd always get the shift when I wore it.
Right. So, good things happen in this jumper.
In this jumper now.
So this was a survey carried out in the UK, as you say, by a lingerie company.
And so they said the women believe that these small habits or rituals boost their confidence when it's, I suppose, like, it's a psychological thing. The experts have said that it's down to kind of, I suppose, us influencing how we think and feel when we're wearing these lucky knickers. But, like, I think there's something in it. I do think when people, like, wear something that they feel confident in, they maybe do better in a situation like a job interview or going out for a meal or in a first date or something like that. I think people, psychologically, it comes into their head.
They surveyed not just British respondents as part of this research, but it seems to be Irish respondents as well. And what the report found, 40% of women in Ireland believe they have underwear that brings them good luck, compared to just 30% of women in the UK.
Yeah, like, I think maybe more than you know, or more than you believe, will actually probably have
your lucky knickers. They're looking for extras in Galway.
Yeah, absolutely. So Galway, obviously being one of the top counties that make you most Irish, there's loads happening there within the next year, and it's a psychological thriller titled The Yank. So it's kind of a big US, big budget TV series that's going to be 6 parts, but it's seeking extras to take part in it, basically, in Galway City in the next year. It's going to be filmed in Galway City and Connemara. So if you are in the acting space and you're looking for a job over the next year, this could be one for you.
Yeah.
I feel like this could be something big that we're, like, playing.
Well, like, a psychological thriller is, I would imagine, a pretty big... It's a series.
Six-part series. And filming will take place this year.
Yeah, and where can you get the details if people want to be over 18, do you?
Yeah, over 18, and theyankwcc@gmail.com.
Now, this is the thing I was pretty happy to see this week. I actually saw a trailer during the recording.
We're only interested in one thing here and one thing only, and that's bent cobbers.
Yes, Line of Duty returning to our screens.
So, like, it must be pretty soon then that it's coming back.
Yeah, well, the final table read was yesterday, and obviously Robert Carlyle of the Full Monty fame, I don't know if you remember him, he is kind of the guest actor this season round, and fans of the show will be delighted to see Mark Bonner will be reprising his role as Deputy Chief Constable Mike Dryden. He was a real villain in season 2. So it's great to see the series coming back.
Oh, I love it. Like, it's one of the best series I've seen. Are you a fan?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things you sit down, appointment television, 9 o'clock on a Sunday, and just...
Do we know when it's coming back, though?
Later this year. So hopefully probably in November, October, November.
There's usually always some kind of a new series around September, October too, isn't there?
Yeah, and right before the traitors in the UK.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.